Good morning. Good to be here this morning. Open your Bibles up, please, to 1 Peter chapter 4. Those of you who don't know me, there's a lot of new faces here today that I haven't met before. My name is Joe West. I've been in Mexico now for a little over 10 years with my wife and my three kids, and the Lord has blessed us beyond our wildest dreams. We've had the burden to reach Mexico with the gospel, a country close to the United States, but it really has not heard much of the gospel. As many churches are in Mexico, you think that there'd be more Christians in Mexico, but the truth is, a lot of churches in Mexico are like churches here in the States. They just don't get the word out. They don't preach the gospel. And we're burdened about that, and the Lord has called us to Mexico to preach the gospel there to the millions of people there. We ever heard the gospel. Some who may have heard it, but we're trying to see souls saved. We're involved in a ministry of street preaching mainly, myself and two other co-workers. And that's our ministry. We preach on the streets of Mexico and downtown and try to get people to consider God's word and what God has said, and we try to call them to repentance of their sin and their vain religion. And it's not a method approved by a lot of people, even a lot of Christians disapprove of some of the things that we do, but we believe that God has blessed His Word, and we've seen souls saved, and we're really thankful for His faithfulness and His mercy over the years. Let's share something that's been on my heart the last few weeks or maybe months. 1 Peter 4:17. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? I've been reading a lot lately the Old Testament, the prophets of Jeremiah and Ezekiel, and one thing that kept coming back to me over and over was the judgment of God. I've been talking to a man that I met in Mexico for quite a few weeks now. He's a lost man, says he believes in God, but he has this idea that a lot of people have, that God would be unrighteous. He would be unjust to judge sinful men. That God cannot judge like we judge. It'd be wrong for a loving God to judge sin. And the truth is, when I was reading there in the Old Testament, I came across time after time, verse after verse, where it's clear God has promised to judge this world. He promised to judge back then. He promised to judge Israel. And He promised to judge even the wicked. And this verse here just really tells it like it is. And it's really what I've been thinking about. He says that if the judgment begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel? If God promised to judge Israel, if God promised that Israel and all their backslidings and all their idolatries and all their adulteries and all their wicked sin, if He promised to judge them, to send them into captivity, well, what about those wicked who never did repent? I mean, surely God is also going to judge them. I know we have can't think of the phrase now. We often are termed to be in some way prophets of doom. You know, we have this phrase, hellfire and damnation preachers. And there is a lot of truth to that. I mean, you look at the Bible and you'll find God's men have always preached the judgment of God. Now today you might think that, you know, it's all changing and now God is just love and there's no problem, there's no judgment, there's no hell and there's nothing to worry about. Just God loves everybody and don't worry about it. But the truth is, the whole Bible from beginning to end tells us of the judgment of God and His righteousness is new in that. So I'd like to share just a few things about God's judgment that have really touched me lately. First thing about the judgment of God is it's a real judgment. I mean, people may think that it's just a fairy tale, you know? It's something you say to kids to scare them. People tell their kids that, you know, there's a hell, but a lot of times people think it's just make-believe. God just wants to scare people into living right. You know, He just wants to give them a horror story to make them live right. But the truth is, my friend, the judgment of God is real. God is not playing around. God's not just trying to scare people into doing right. God has promised He's not gonna change. It's a real judgment. It's not a fairy tale. Look in Psalm chapter 9, please. Psalm chapter 9, verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. All the nations that forget God and the wicked shall be turned into hell. It doesn't say they're gonna die. It doesn't say they're gonna go to the grave. It doesn't say they're gonna go to some hole in the ground somewhere. It says they're gonna be turned into hell. These nations have forgotten God and that have not repented of their wickedness, they shall be turned into hell. That's the place that God has destined for the wicked who don't repent. It's a real judgment. Look in Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16. Jesus said, not to fear those who can kill the body, but to fear Him who can destroy both body and soul in hell. In other words, don't worry so much about dying. Don't worry about the mug on the street that can take your life away. You better worry about God, the Almighty God, who can and will destroy souls in hell for all eternity. Luke chapter 16, verse 23, and in hell He lift up His eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And He cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. This is the rich man who died with Lazarus, the same time Lazarus did, I assume. It says here that he died and went to hell, and in hell He lifted up His eyes, being in torments. Now, you may find people who try to tell you that hell is just a grave, like the Jehovah's Witnesses, they're all over Mexico. Trying to tell people not to worry about anything, there's no hell, there's no judgment, we're gonna die and it'll be forgotten. But it says here, my friend, the Bible says, that this man, he died and went to hell, and he was conscious, he remembered, he felt, he was in torment, there was flames there. I'm not trying to just scare you just to believe some fairy tale. I'm telling you, God's judgment is real. It's just as real now as it was before, just as real as it was when He promised Israel, I'm going to deliver you into captivity, and that was real, that was no make-believe. You look back, and they went to captivity, and then He said, I'm going to judge these people who took you captive, and they became, they were judged for their wickedness. I'm telling you, God's judgment is real. It hasn't changed. We're not talking about some little scary story here. It's a real judgment that God has promised on this world. It says over there in Jeremiah, it says that the prophets prophesy falsely. Peace, peace, when there is no peace. Oh, how many people today, how many so-called preachers and other people today try to say, look, there's nothing to worry about. Don't worry about it. There's no judgment. I mean, things are going to keep on going like they always have, you know. Don't worry about it. There's no right. There's no wrong. There's no judgment. That's just all hearsay. I'm telling you, my friend, it says there is no peace. There is no peace. Oh, we can preach peace, peace. We can tell everybody how everything's wonderful and peachy and all great, but there's no peace. And there will be no peace unless they repent. God's judgment is real. Something else about God's judgment that sometimes is hard to swallow for a lot of people. Look in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 6. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know what it says here? It says that it's a righteous thing with God. It's a righteous judgment. It's just. Oh, they say, how can you, no, God cannot be that way. It would be unjust. God is a loving God. It would be unfair. It's not right for God to condemn people. It's not right to send people to hell for eternity because they didn't repent. It says here, it's a righteous thing. Now, who are we to argue against God? This man I was talking about, this friend that I met, he's trying to tell me that, you know, God cannot be that way. I mean, men are that way, but But God can't be that way. I mean, that's the only way we have a God. Someone to look up to, you know. Men are all wicked and unrighteous and unjust. But God can't be that way. He's right. God isn't unjust. He isn't that way. God is a just man. God is a just God. And we think about righteousness and justice in this earth, in this nation. And we all want justice. And we want people who have done wrong to be judged for it. And we don't look down and call a judge unmerciful or unrighteous for condemning some wicked man. We think that's right. And we say, yes, it has to be done. And that the whole country was based upon righteousness and justice. Well, how much more God, who knows all thoughts, who knows all things, He must judge, and He does judge righteously. We can't think that God will be unjust by doing these things. He's a just God. You know, in Mexico, like many other third world countries, the big thing is justice. Because the truth is, a lot of oppression in Mexico. Oppression by the government, oppression by the rich people, by many authorities. And so the big complaint is always that the poor people and the people down below, they always get stomped on. And that's true to a certain extent. And they all want justice. And they don't get it. And I think about these same people, one day, they're going to get justice. And oh, let me tell you, you know as well as I do, it won't be a pretty sight. It won't be a nice thing. We won't all be in there saying, oh great, justice is finally done, you know. People finally went to hell, and you know, it's going to be a sad, sad thing. These people who cried for justice, and cried for right, and cried to have things done right, and it will be done right. God is a just God. He will judge righteously. If you don't think God is just, you won't have the right attitude towards lost people. And you think God is unjust for condemning people to hell, well, you won't be on God's side. You're going to be on the wrong side of the fence. Then we say, well, that's true. You're right. They deserve it. I mean, these wicked people didn't repent. They deserve it. And that's true. I mean, not because we know so. God has said so. God has said that these wicked who don't repent, they deserve punishment. They deserve to go to hell. That's true, yeah. And we all, sometimes we think about the judgment day when we'll be up there behind God and seeing these people who never repented and always blaspheme the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we will stand behind there and say, yes, God, you're right. You're just. They deserve it. But don't forget one thing. You and I deserve the same thing. Oh, we can sit here and think, yeah, you're right, man. God has delivered us, you know, and these people, they're going to go to hell, and they deserve it because they've cursed God over and over, and they haven't repented, and they just love their wickedness, and they can sit in them and do that. We can quote the verses, can't we? But don't forget, we deserve it too. You and I deserve that same judgment. And it would be just for God to condemn us to hell. We're not any better than anybody else. We're not more worthy than they are. We haven't become some saint that God finally decides that we can make it now. God is in His mercy and grace. He reached down and saved our sick soul from hell. We deserve the same thing. A just judgment of God. Let's not forget, God's judgment is just. When we see that, we see God as a just, holy God, then we'll get a better idea. We'll get a better view of what needs to be done. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved into the fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing any should perish, that all should come to repentance. The one thing I thought about also about the judgment of God as I was reading these prophets is that they believed and they knew that God's judgment was imminent. I mean, there was no time for playing around. There was no time to just take it easy. It was a judgment that was going to take place, and they were in a hurry to get the message out. God's judgment is imminent. We may think, you know, well, things are going okay now. You know, the world has more or less stayed the same. It's not worried about anything. God's judgment is imminent. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Jesus is coming soon. Hallelujah, right? Amen. I want to go. Maybe He'll come today. But let's not forget, a lot of people aren't ready for Him to come back. Life is brief. Some people may not even be alive when He comes back. People are dying all the time. One way or the other, judgment is imminent. One way or the other, whether He comes back before they die, whether they go off first, judgment is imminent. We must remember that. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 9, right there it says, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise. God's judgment is without repentance. We think about, as I was thinking about this, I thought about Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham says, Lord, if there's 50 souls, 50 righteous souls, will You destroy that city? No, I won't. 40, 35, 30, 25, whatever, yes, I will spare that city. And I believe He would have. God was not lying. He would have, but there was not. God was willing to spare these cities from judgment, from destruction, for a few righteous souls. My friend, God is not going to spare this world. He was willing to spare those cities at that time from destruction, physical destruction, but God is not going to repent. He has promised. He cannot forgive. He cannot just back out on His promise. He is going to judge this world. He's going to judge the wicked. It's got to be done. It is without repentance. Think about Nineveh. He spared Nineveh, didn't He? Yeah, old Jonah, he gets out there and he tells these people, they better watch out. They better repent quick. And God spared Nineveh. But again, God is not going to spare this world. Well, the last thing is that it's unavoidable. Unavoidable in the fact that even the Ninevites had to face judgment sooner or later. I mean, God spared that city from destruction at that time, but sooner or later, these people, these same Ninevites, had to face judgment. Are they going to face judgment? Acts 17:29. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. The times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Because He hath appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men, and He hath raised him from the dead. God hath appointed a day. It's unavoidable, my friend. It's unavoidable. You can't change it. God has appointed a day and a man who will judge the earth in righteousness. He spared Nineveh, but they will eventually be judged. But we get the idea, you know, that God is like Santa Claus. And this is the idea that a lot of people have. We grew up with the idea that like Santa Claus, you know, you be good, you do right, and Santa Claus, He'll bring you some toys and some good things, you know. And, of course, everybody's bad, and every little kid is wicked and disobedient and rebellious. But come Christmas time, they get presents. Santa Claus comes like always and brings little presents to the little tots, you know. And nothing is wrong. It's all, everything's just great. And they think somehow that that's how God's going to be. You know, God has promised to judge, but at the very end, God will come out and say, well, I was just kidding. I was just trying to scare you or whatever. And the truth, I'm going to save all of you. There's no problem. But God's judgment is unavoidable. Talk about healing the world and saving the earth. And I'll probably hear a lot more of that than I do, but it makes me sick. Heal the world. Save the earth. Well, I believe the world needs healing. I don't believe it's this physical earth. I believe it's these forests and these lakes and these rivers that need healing. I don't believe that's the problem. We need to heal the world. Yes, the world needs healing. Because God has appointed a day. Appointed a day, and one day, sooner or later, this whole earth will be all burned up anyway. Oh, I think that America needs revival. Yes, I think America needs something. I believe that America better get on the ball. Not to save the trees or the who knows what else. I believe that the church should get on the ball and realize that God's judgment is unavoidable. We can do all we want to save this and save that, but we're not going to change things for eternity. The only thing we can do for eternity is get the gospel out. To get a vision of God's judgment, it's real. It's no fake thing. And it's just. God will do it justly and righteously. It's imminent, my friend. It is on us. It is upon us now. It's without repentance. God won't change His mind. We can't avoid it. I think we need to get a clearer vision of God's judgment. Amen.